Quincy burst out laughing. She grinned back at him. She bet he didn't laugh often, which was too bad. He sounded good, laughing. He looked good, too. "And you?" she asked, setting down the bottle. "Tell me the truth, Soup Spag. What really brings you to Bakersville?"
"The job, of course. So much crime, so little time."
"Travel a lot?"
3 or 4 cities a week. I'm either a federal agent or a rock star."
"Hail on relationships," she said casually. His lips curved at one corner. She hadn't fooled him.
"I was married," he said. "Lasted 15 years, which was probably 7 more than I deserved. I used to carry a photo of her in a silver frame in my briefcase. Every hotel room I stayed in, the first thing I would do was place her picture on the table. Unfortunately, that didn't match her idea of quality time. We divorced. I learned to work without her photo on my desk. And you?"
"I don't do relationships. Have a strict policy against them. I figure if half of the American people are getting divorced, that's good enough for me." Quincy gave her a skeptical look. She could tell he was trying to evaluate her statement for truth versus bravado.
"You're young, intelligent, beautiful. What about starting a family?"
"Oh, no. I don't do children. They're small, needy, easily destroyed. Let's be honest, I've come a long way from my family history, but I'm still the child of an abusive alcoholic, and we don't make great parent material. For the Connors, the cycle ends here."
"You shouldn't underestimate yourself, Rainey."
"I don't underestimate myself. I'm simply honest." She watched him take another swig from his beer. He was definitely interested. She could see the light in his eyes. He was reluctant, bemused, but interested. Call her a fool, but it made her smile. She leaned forward, sweeping her long hair to one side as she prepared to get serious. "So tell me more, Quincy. We're here in a bar, a long way from crime scenes, and you're almost through your first beer. Tell me all the baggage. I like starting with the junk out in the open. It saves time later."
"I don't have interesting baggage."
"Everybody does."
"Nope. I just have typical law enforcement stuff. The ex-wife. The 2 grown children who barely know I exist.